Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here. We're tuning in once again to the Money and Business Hour. I hope you've enjoyed, you know, all of our classes that, you know, I kind of worked on this as I moved into the year to, you know, just go from A to Z, you know, and we are just moving right along. And now I'm going to kind of go into kind of pulling it all together. You know, the whole basis of getting financially secure is two parts. It begins with, you know, your income, and then it ends with what you do with your income. And if you do well with both of those, you end up saving money. And when you start saving money, then you find out how to invest it. And, you know, life is pretty good. And so what we're going to do today is kind of pull in, you know, you may not have known this, but I've had about 26 classes that I put on there. And you can visit RoyMatlockJr.com and go to the podcast, and it will walk you through. Actually, there's 100 episodes right now at the time of the show that I'm doing, and it will walk you through from, you know, if you're just getting started, what to do with your money, all the way from the budget forward, and to invest in your money and everything like that. And so today what we're going to do is kind of pull it together. And what I mean by pulling it together, you know, there's six basics that I always have run my entire business on. I've run my finances on. And it starts out with having a positive winning attitude. You know, the if you go and read a lot of things, like if you just go in and it's interesting, I do a lot of times, when I'm speaking, I'll do definitions. You know, what is impossible? You know, a lot of people, when their attitude is bad, they think things are impossible. So if you're sitting here right now and you're struggling and money is not going in the right direction, maybe your income's not going in the right direction, you may feel as if you are in an impossible situation. And what I've learned is that the first key is that you need to get a positive attitude and a winning mindset. Now, how do you do that? Well, one of the things I would recommend you do is if you're struggling right now, or even if you're not, okay, you need to count your blessings. And what do I mean by that? You know, if you start looking and you say to yourself, well, how's my health? Well, that's pretty good. Okay. Or how's my kids? How's my finances? How's this? And then go in there and make a list of only the things that are positive that are going on. You know, we can always focus on things that we lost or that we don't have anymore, but we can change our mindset and we can focus on things that we do have. You know, I mean, we live in a great country, all right? We have the ability to get up and go make money, and we have the ability to invest money. We've got record markets. We have places we can do things. And, you know, so in starting out, the first thing I tell people is, look, you got to get a good attitude. You got to have a positive winning mindset if you want to win in anything, especially if you want to get your finances fixed and move forward and optimize everything that you're doing. So that's number one. Number two, we need to protect ourselves from disaster, and that's called the defense. And the defense is made up of things that, you know, keep us from losing. You know, if you think about football, what do? We know this. It's impossible to lose if the other team never scores. Well, with your money, there's four parts that go into the defense. The first one is that you've got to have a good, solid, written budget. And that budget is going to control you spending money in advance rather than counting money after you spend it. Now, I know that sounds very, you know, minor, but I believe this, the most important thing that you can do in order to get ahead and move forward is to get on a properly managed spending plan. Now, why is that so important? Because if you don't, you're going to get marketed to. And when you get marketed to, you're going to say, well, it's only this much more per month to get this, or it's, you know, yeah, I need this. All right. And the reason you need it is that a pop-up ad showed up on your phone or, you know, you heard something. I mean, marketers do it. I mean, Amazon makes it available to you to spend all your money 24/7 pretty much anywhere in the world right from your phone. And so if you don't have a budget in place, then you are going to be in a situation where you're always going to be, you know, living behind the curveball, because you'll just spend everything you make, and it doesn't matter how much money you make, because we've seen it over and over again where the lottery winners go out and they lose all their money. So the next part of the defense is you have to have an emergency fund, because things will happen. You know, your income that you think is always going to be there, sometimes it goes away. Sometimes you have economic situations that affect you. I know back in 2007, 2008, 2007, I mean, you know, I was in the mortgage business, had a mortgage company, and additionally, I was in the investment business, stock market. You know, I've been doing that for 35 years, and things were incredible. I've been on a run that I think I had seen my income go up every year for 18 consecutive years, and you think about that, and then boom, what happens? Well, you better be prepared. You better be conservative in the way you do things. You better have an emergency fund, all right, set aside, because things do happen. You lose jobs, you have wrecks, you get sick, you have all those kind of things. So that's the second part. I recommend about 3 to 6 months of your expenses. If you're both working and you're married and you have similar incomes, then what I would do is I might get by with 3 months of expenses. And where do you put it? You just put it in a money market account. The goal is just to have the cash there. Not with the intention of getting a return, but just to have something there that you can get to. It's kind of liquid cash, that kind of deal. And if you're a single earner, I would have about 6 months of expenses set aside. Our goal is to always be living on about 50% of our pay. We pay about 25% to the IRS on average. You know, there are higher tax brackets there are, but even then, most people, about 25% is the number, unless they have a dramatic, gigantic income, because we start out at a lower tax bracket. Your marginal rate, which is the last dollar you make, you're going to pay maybe more than 25%. 25% is a pretty good rule of thumb. And so we do that. And then we, if we go into a situation where we have a setback, well, we got an emergency fund, and in addition to having our emergency fund, we have 25% that we've been saving, so we can basically live on half of our normal expenses. Hey, we're doing better. We got 6 months set aside, and you know what? You're probably going to make it for a year because you have that. And so as we continue through the show today, I'm just going to bring everything back together, make it simple to where you can understand, you know, let's build a financial plan that allows you to win. That's what we're talking about. So number one, we have a winning mindset. Number two, we're going to protect ourselves from disaster. And then we're going to continue on that as we come back from the break. I want to encourage you, just go to roymatlockjr.com and download some of our resources, because, you know, my whole belief is this: once educated, you can make good decisions. And we've got a lot of good stuff on there. We'll be right back after a short break.